east of illusion and west of confusion. He lives in seclusion. She calls him the trigger man, and he carries a Luger, and he thinks he's a shooter. He's less a recruiter, more like an also-ran. I don't wanna be here, there's nothing to see here. Broken down theater, a mobile and a quick lunch stand. But I promised her one thing, and my word is worth something. Though I feel like an underling, stuck here without a plan. I know you will come through. She thinks that I can take care of anything, but I know he can handle me. With just a flick of a wrist and the tip of his finger, he still tries to reach her, or ever the teacher. With fire like a preacher, he's a racist with a bitter pen. And he wants evolution, and he talks retribution. But she wants absolution, or something equal in the eyes of men. She says, I know you will come through. She thinks that I can take care of anything, but I know he can handle me. With just a flick of a wrist and the tip of his finger, whether I know if I'm ready to go, I go. Stand, just a bird in the hand. Oh no, for the sins of the father and the love of the daughter, I'm a sheep to the slaughter, sent forth to make amends. But the vultures are circling, and my phone isn't working, and he's out there lurking. Oh, God knows how this ends. I know you will come through. She thinks that I can take care of anything, but I know he will handle. Just the flick of a wrist and the tip of his finger. But just the flick of a wrist and the tip of his finger. But just the flick of a wrist and the tip of his finger.
That's Jory Nash with Luger from his latest album, The Many Hats of Jory Nash. Jory returns to Guelph on Friday, November the 6th for a show at Silence with Jane Lewis. And after some excellent reviews for his latest album, he's also received two nominations for Canadian Folk Music Awards, this time for Contemporary Singer of the Year and Producer of the Year. It's been a good year for Jory so far. I thought it was a good opportunity to catch up with him. How are you doing today, Jory?
I'm doing very well, Jan. It's always a pleasure to speak to you.
Great to be able to talk to you today. I was very pleased that you received the nominations for the Folk Awards, but it's not the first time you've been nominated, because I think you've at least got one for Little Pilgrim, right? Didn't you get Producer of the Year for that one too?
Yes, and one for New Blue Day the year before. This is the third time I've been nominated as Producer of the Year, so I was quite pleased that they added something else this year. So I'm not just a producer, I'm a good singer as well.
So I imagine from your point of view as a singer-songwriter who's really looking to spread the word about your music. It must be really gratifying to be acknowledged with nominations by the Folk Awards community.
You're absolutely right. And the fact that the awards are in Edmonton this year is really beneficial to somebody like me who, I mean, I've played out west, but I haven't toured as much as I'd like. And there are certainly some locations out there that I've found a little bit difficult to get noticed. And attached with the nomination, I'm going out to the awards and I get to do a big showcase concert in Edmonton on the Saturday night. So it's really, it's a thrill to be nominated. I don't care if I win. I'm just really happy that I'm there with so many great artists, and that the organizing committee is doing just a really great job of spreading the word for many of the nominees like myself. So it's been really helpful and certainly gratifying on a personal level.
Now, I'm curious as to whether you've actually played a show with Jane Lewis before, because she will be joining you on the bill in Guelph. She also has an album that's been very well received. That was her debut, which is Stay With Me. Have you played with Jane much before?
I've done several shows with her group, Gathering Sparks. We were both at the Halliburton Folk Society's Winter Folk Camp last year as instructors, and so we did a concert. We both did concerts there. And then I believe we were both on a Hughes Room tribute to James Taylor earlier last year as well. So, and we've been friends a long time as well. So it'd be nice to hear her solo stuff and to share the stage together at Silence in a couple of weeks.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to welcoming you back to Guelph. Can you tell us about your show? What can people expect to hear when they come to a Jory Nash show?
Well, you get to hear a lot of a variety of not just songs, but stories and perspectives just on my own songs and some of the cover songs that I like to do. I would say most shows that I do would be about 85% original and 15%, maybe 20% covers, other people's songs, because I think it's really important. It's certainly, as a writer, I write on the shoulders of the people who have influenced me. That's a convoluted way of saying I like to wear my influences on my sleeve and showcase them. So there's always going to be five or six songs where I talk about artists that have influenced me and why, and I like to weave sort of stories into that. And then they'll hear definitely a lot of songs from the new record. And the one thing about having a big catalog now, I have 8 records, is that I can change up each night some of the back catalog stuff I do depending on requests I get. So you'll hear guitar, you'll hear piano. I'll be bringing my piano. I'll probably bring a banjo as well, and so a variety of sort of musical styles, all sort of tied together through my writing and who's influenced my writing. And a lot of stage stories, too. I like to tell stories from the stage as well, as you know that, Jan.
It's interesting that you mentioned the cover versions, because you're well known as being the curator of a Gordon Lightfoot tribute show that takes place. Actually, I think it's more than one tribute show that takes place every year. Mean we'll hear a Gordon song, probably?
Yeah, absolutely. And especially as we get closer, the shows that you're talking about happen every January in Toronto at Hughes Room. It's always the third weekend in January, 3 nights of about a dozen artists getting together to sing Gordon Lightfoot songs. We've actually done a version of the show at the River Run Center before when I've taken it on the road. We're not taking it on the road this year, so it's only in Toronto. And absolutely, I'll do a Gord song and talk a little bit about the show. And I've just announced the lineup, so it's sort of fresh in my mind. So it's a good tie-in to make a Lightfoot song be a part of the show as well.
So that's an event that takes place in January, moving into 2016. What are your plans for next year?
Well, for the show, I mean, first in January, we'll do the 3 shows. But I'd like to, if I can raise the money, I'd like to do a studio version of the show. This is going to be the 14th anniversary of the show this year, but in 2017, it will be the 15th anniversary. And I'd like to have some kind of studio recording of kind of like the best of the first 15 years. So featuring many of the artists who have been in the show over the year. And then, if possible, we're going to take it on the road again and play some small to medium theaters about the River Run Center size across Canada. That's the goal, to take a touring version of the show again in 2017 and 2018. And I'll be announcing sort of details of that crowdfunding campaign at the Hughes Room shows in January.
Well, that sounds an excellent idea, and it's interesting because I think just this past week there was a statue of Gordon Lightfoot unveiled in Orillia, Yes, in Tadoka.
It's a beautiful statue. I actually was I was interviewed as part of a little sort of promotional video talking about that statue. They came to my house in the summertime, and we taped about 10 minutes where I just talked about why I think Gordon is one of the greatest songwriters that Canada's ever produced.
Well, certainly, and I have to say, having had a chance to enjoy your music on many occasions, I'm very much looking forward to having you join us in Guelph. We only have one more thing to do, and that's to play the final song. What are we going to play, and I'd love you to introduce it.
We're going to play a track from the new record, the one that's nominated for the CFMAs. The song is called 9 Miles Long. It was an attempt to kind of synthesize elements of Van Morrison and some old soul and maybe a little bit of sort of Jory Nash folk into one kind of song. So it really features a lot of really great band playing. We cut it live off the floor together, and there's about 8 or 9 of us on the track playing on this one.
That's wonderful, Jory. It's been an absolute pleasure, as usual, to talk to you today. Jory Nash with 9 Miles Long from the many hats of Jory Nash. And we'll see you in Guelph on Friday, great. November the 6th.
Great to talk to you, and I look forward to seeing you there, Jen.
Tragic figure. Why do you always think that something's wrong?
something bigger.